Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. The other day I read that shark bites are on the increase. Sounds plausible, right? But can we really say that? Do we have proof for this? No, we don't, so we can't. But you know what? Since we cannot really say they're on the increase, we could spread the word and say they're on the decrease. No one could prove it. So some people say they're on the rise. Some of them, like me, say the opposite. So let's see. I will give you now some of the ideas for an increase, for a decrease, and you can make up your own mind. First of all, what's the basis for saying the bites are on the rise? It is the absolute number of bites that are registered each year, and they fluctuate between about 80 to 100 incidents. I know some of the statistics say sharks bite between 120 and 130 people each year, so why my numbers are down. The reason is very simple. I do not include bites that are caused through spearfishing or fishing for sharks. I think that's just asking for it, so I don't think they are really valuable data. It's biasing the data we should look at. Anyway, so what these proponents of an increase basically say is that this number, this absolute number, is on the rise. That's it. But can we conclude that bites are increased by just looking at the absolute numbers? Of course we cannot. We do not know how many people are in the water each day or throughout the year. And this is a must if we really want to weigh this particular number. That's the problem. So my research partner and I, we actually tried to find a way around this problem, and we introduced the bite rates. Bite rate is something we discussed briefly. It's basically the number of bites for a certain area compared against the predefined number of people for the same area. So that could be, for example, beachgoing population for a certain shoreline. So how can we get such a number? Well, we contact U.S. Lifeguard Association, who calculates that for certain beaches where they have supervision. So if the bite rate collected over several years is indeed getting higher, then we will be able to conclude the increase, at least for that particular shoreline that the Lifeguard Association controls. But since we do not have Lifeguard Associations all over the world, makes it again a no-go to conclude if the overall bites are on the rise on a worldwide scale. So we're able to determine an increase or decrease on a more local basis, but not on a global scale. That's very important. So can we at least give some trends? Well, here as well, we cannot really do that either. I mean, looking at the data, I would suggest that the numbers actually really are going down, but that's much as my opinion. So let me give you a few more ideas. Before I go there, let's first discuss the other possibility that bite numbers are going down. If we look at the yearly bite numbers for the last 15 to 20 years or so, we see that they remain more or less constant, again with the fluctuation of about 20 bites per year. So if the bites per year stay more or less the same throughout the years, then such would suggest that the number of people in the water would have remained the same, assuming the density of sharks remains the same. That is another problem, considering that between 70 to 100 million sharks are killed each year. But more of that later. Anyway, the yearly more people flock to the beaches, but the rates remain the same. So we can exclude that the beachgoing population remained the same. So why can we assume that? The human population increases with a different rate each year, but it's about 1.1 to 1.2% of the world's population. So that comes down to about 130 to 135 million people. Based on that, we can assume that the number of beachgoing people also increases by the same percentage, assuming that the preference in humans does not change who want to go to the beaches. So you see where I'm going with this? If the bites would increase, then the number of it would not just have to adjust to the fact that more people are in the water, but on top of it, we would have to add the number of additional bites that would suggest an increase. But since the yearly buy numbers fluctuate in a rather close range, a raise does not likely occur or has happened. So just assume you have, for the last 20 years, we have 80 to 100 bytes. So 20 points within 20 years. That clearly means that there is not a rise because it stays in the same range. So how does the killing of 70 to 100 million sharks each year affect the byte rates? In the last 10 years, we lost about 1 billion sharks. And the assumption would be solid that we would say, well, the bytes must drop due to that billion sharks. But that cannot be seen. The byte numbers remain rather constant. There are different reasons why that is. So one reason could be, for example, that within this billion sharks killed, we would not find any of the incident prawn species, or only to a minor degree. Another reason could be that due to overfishing of the actual food sources for the sharks, the remaining populations now move closer to shore areas to compensate for the lack of such in more open waters, and other ideas. So the point here is that the depletion of shark populations, mainly offshore species, must not have to have an effect on the bite numbers. Here comes another term to mind that I would like to tackle in next week's podcast, decision making. Decision making means the shark really has to decide if he wants to pursue a contact with a person or abort. Anyway, about that next week. Bottom line, a decrease can be likely rejected based on the evidence given. So it's neither nor. But at the end, you know what? It doesn't really matter if the number is on the increase or decrease, because we're talking about a very, very low number to begin with. Compare this number to the number of sharks that still swim in the sea. Tells you one thing. Sharks are not out there to get us. Sharks are still the most abundant top predator over 100 pounds on our planet. And the 80 to 100 bites, they are really just the exception to the rule. And this will remain the same independently if we keep depleting sharks or humans increase as a beach-going population. So from such a viewpoint, it should not really matter. But it seems to matter, at least if you take your time to read the daily news and disturbingly likewise some scientific papers. I can understand that the press got it wrong, although they likely got that from scientists, but what I cannot understand is that scientists make the mistake, and even worse, that the reviewers of this journal neither pick up on the wrongfulness of these statements. If the same amount of energy that is given to highlight an increase of shark bites to the idea that the bites are still extremely low, we would likely see sharks differently. But I guess as long as shark bites matter in the news and so stay in the head of people, we won't get closer to the protection of these creatures. Just for the fun of it, there was a bite mentioned from Down Under on CNN's website, and I saw it a couple days ago, and I counted the days until this single event got removed from the website. Guess how many days it stayed up there? 10 days. Can you imagine? That is one more proof that humans must be fascinated with shark bites, and it won't matter that they hardly occur. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it's a privilege to be among them.